This garden here today is organically cultivated. When I first came, it wasn't. When I first came, I used to spray everything, as people did then. But gradually you realise that that is not quite the thing to do anymore. The amount of homemade compost is quite extraordinary. Everything gets put on the compost heap. It's there for a couple of years and then it's spread onto the garden, so nothing is wasted, it's all recycled. Everything is put back into the soil that grew here. And because you do this and because you mulch the garden with this, you never need to water it. The water that's in the soil is retained with the mulch over the top. Plants adapt to not being watered, and if you do things organically, the balance of pest to predator is controlled. Predators come in as long as the food they're looking for is non-poisoned, and it all works out beautifully, but you have to be given time to do so. Very few birds were in this garden when I came. There was nothing to eat for them, no nesting areas. Now it's absolutely full of wildlife. The butterflies abound, the dragonflies, all the various insects. It's quite a haven for wildlife. And it's all done because the things they want are provided, the shelter, the food, the water. And it's all beautifully healthy. And no chemicals are used at all. It can be done, and I think we should all be trying to do this in our own little gardens. Controlling pests and diseases in the garden organically is not quite as easy, but there are methods, and you just have to take the view that these creatures are in the garden and you're going to have to live with them. You can protect in certain ways. Fleece is very good to protect vegetables especially. Fleeces keep off wind insects and the worst of the weather. You can go around with a bucket and pick all the slugs and snails out and take them down the road and tip them into the hedge. That's been done by me several times. You just have to learn to live with things that do get eaten. Caterpillars love cabbages. I love cabbages. We have to a compromise that they have a bit and I have a bit. And you can't have everything perfect in an organic garden. There isn't such a thing. Because those caterpillars feed the birds and you want the birds in the garden, you've got to give way somewhere along the line. One of the problems I had when I first moved in here was trying to protect the plants, and the problem was the wind. I'm on top of a hill with nothing around me at all. And the prevailing westerly wind used to just dash into the garden where there was no hedges at all. So to do a good job, I had to plant a lot of hedging to protect my little garden. There was a small rugosa hedge behind the house, and I extended that the full length of the garden. That is now fantastic in summer. It goes on and on flowering, the roses there. The one hedge that was here was a very ancient hawthorn hedge, which still exists. That's beautiful. But the big gap, the westerly edge of the garden, I planted a natural hedge as the best possible windbreak. It consisted of a basic of hawthorn, interplanted with beech, hazel, holly, euonymus, wild roses and sloe, or blackthorn. And it took many years to get up to a decent height because the wind used to just shrivel the tops off all the time. But eventually it got there. I suppose it took a good 10 years to get to the height you were wanting, and now it's beautiful. It's a shelter belt, it's a shelter for birds nesting, it's a shelter for all sorts of things, and it's underplanted with bulbs, so it's beautiful now. And it keeps all the plants safe. It doesn't get, nothing gets wind burnt again as it used to do, and I can sit out there and feel comfortable.